talking money today. We're broadcasting out live at University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show, where you can come and see virtually any home improvement project you're considering. There's the folks here to visit with, review, and talk and take a look at it. We've got a live audience here this morning, folks showing up early. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning. And Miss Susan apparently has a question. We're going to bring her in, plug her into the microphone. Miss Susan, what have you got going on? What are you here for today?
I'm here for information about a product called Level Quick. It's
okay.
A cement product
okay.
that you pour over damaged cement
okay.
to level it out. It's supposed to be self-leveling.
What is the project you're trying to tackle?
It's the floor of a sunroom.
Okay, and this floor was added onto the side of your home?
To the back.
To the back of your home, okay.
Yes.
How long ago?
Probably about 20 years.
About 20 years ago, okay.
Yeah.
So you have this sunroom, it's got a concrete floor,
yes.
and something's happened to the concrete?
Well, before the sunroom was put on, it was a patio.
Okay.
And so it was brushed so that it would be rough.
Okay.
And then when the sunroom went on, we put carpet on it.
Okay.
When we pulled the carpet off, it pulled up some of the aggregate.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It was a glue-down carpet?
The pad was glued down,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
And when we pulled the tack strips out, they made some holes.
Okay.
And now we want to put vinyl tile down.
Okay.
So we'd like to level that cement out.
So you have the rough texture.
Yeah.
It was originally an outdoor patio, so
right.
it's a broom texture.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the holes from the tack strip
right.
and then a slight amount of damage from
yeah.
the glue that held the pad down.
Right.
Okay. Are you going to try and pour this a complete cap sheet over the whole thing?
He's planning to pour it in small.
He is that he?
That, yeah.
He over there?
He over there is planning to pour it in small sections.
Okay.
Because really the part that we have that has the the damage is probably only about 4 foot wide.
Okay.
And maybe 8-10 foot across.
Okay. And what part of the valley are y'all in? Are y'all from?
West Glendale.
Maricopa, okay. And we've got Stan here. What Stan's going to do, he's going to get you the name of our flooring guy.
Oh,
okay,
that'd be good.
That lives out in this part of town, Larry Hauptman. He's been doing my floors for 30 years. Actually, longer than that, 35 years. I can always remember how long he's been doing my flooring because it is the same amount of time that I've been married. I've known Larry as long as I've known my wife. And I want Larry, and he's going to do this for free, okay? I want Larry to come over there and take a look at. I think there may be a much simpler solution to
I'm
your dilemma.
So.
I think he's hoping
I'm
so
hoping
too.
So.
Yeah, we may have another product that we can clue you off to that'd be a lot easier. I'm not familiar with the particular brand you mentioned. When we want to do something like that, we have a brand called Ardex, and we like it because it is self-leveling, same characteristics, and it goes down to about 1/64 of an inch, so it actually feathers itself out, and you don't have to tool it, you don't have to work on it, you just pour it, let it go, let it dry, and you're done. So I'm going to put you in touch with Larry Hauptman. Larry's going to come out to your house for free for a consult session and bring you the right product that you need, and we appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House.
Thank you, Rosie. All
right.
You have a good day.
All right, I will. I'm going to try and make it through today, that's for sure. See, Romy would have not let that happen. That was really loud in here. All right, we've got several people on hold. We've got John and Mike and Paula. John, come on into the conversation and let's see if I can help you out.
Yeah, Rosie, I got a question about painting a ceiling. One of the walls has like sliding glass doors and everything, so a lot of light comes in. So after I've painted it, where you overlap from the time you get down the ladder and start going back up and rolling again, when it dries, where it's overlapped, when you stand at the opposite wall, you can, when the light reflects off of it, you can see where it's overlapped. Is there any way to getting around that?
Well, John, I would tell you that I would not. How high is the ceiling?
10 foot.
Okay. I would tell you for a 10-foot ceiling, I would not do it on a ladder, rolling it with a short handle. I'd go ahead and buy an extended handle. I'd do it from the ground, and you're going to be able to keep the lines damp in between each roller streak a lot better. And when I'm doing a ceiling, I go north and south, north and south, north and south. And then I turn around, I go east and west, east and west, east and west. And if it, in fact, it's still, very often when you're doing a ceiling, it'll look good when you're done. Let it dry, and then you'll see the imperfections. A ceiling is very, very telling, especially with this overhead, this sliding patio door that allows that much light in it. You're going to have to get three or four good coats on there to eliminate what we call the holidays or shine spots in the coat. So if you're using good paint, two or three coats ought to do it. And I'm not going to ask you what brand of paint you're using, but I can tell you we really like PPG, Pittsburgh paint. Get an extended handle. Don't paint from the ladder. Paint from the ground. And I would encourage you get a baseball cap because the paint will splatter. Cover the overhead door. I keep calling it overhead door. It's just my tired brain. It's a patio sliding door full of glass. Cover that with a good 2 mil Visqueen plastic, and you'll be all set. So, John, we appreciate it. Painting those ceilings can be really, really telling, and it takes good paint. Is it a smooth texture or a rough texture? Can you tell me that?
It's a rough texture.
Now, that'll help you.
Yeah.
That'll help you a little bit.
I guess you could get eight friends together and tackle it in like 10 minutes, and then you wouldn't have that problem.
Well, and a good paint and a good roller. Go ahead and get a good wool, lamb's wool roller. A good roller will not only pick up more paint when you put it down in the bucket, but it'll also spread it much more smooth, and it'll also splatter it less on you down on the ground painting up over the top of your head. Get a good lamb's wool roller, get good paint, and do it from the ground. Eliminate walking up and down that ladder, and I think you'll be in good shape. John, we appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House. That takes care of John and opens another line for you, 1-888-767-4348. Looks like we've got Paula calling from Tucson. Good morning, Paula. How can we help this morning?
Good morning. I have a situation where in the master bathroom shower, when a shower is taken for a long time, or if two showers are taken one right after the other, there is a burning odor, kind of a damp, musty, burning odor in the bedroom. Are you there?
I am. I'm thinking.
Okay. I have had a plumber come out that I got from your website. I have had, yesterday I had, and he said he didn't feel it was a plumbing problem. Yesterday I had an electrician come out. He said, this is not an electrical problem. Where do I go from here is my question.
Wow. The way you're describing the odor is particularly perplexing to me. A methane odor would make sense, but a burning odor is very peculiar. What kind of a shower is the master bath shower? Tile, fiberglass, marble? It's fiberglass.
I guess maybe it's marble.
Cultured marble?
I think so.
Okay. Odors are tough. Really tough. I don't know that I'm going to be able to help you. It doesn't sound like it's a plumbing vent problem. That's generally the origination of a lot of odors, and we can solve that by multiple layers of techniques and tricks. But a burning odor is particular confounding to me.
Well, that's the way I described it. Now, the electrician said I wouldn't describe it that way. But he didn't.
Did he offer any other adjectives?
No. But he didn't. He looked in the attic. I mean, he stuck his head up there to see if he could smell any odor. No. He didn't really. He said, I wouldn't quite describe it exactly the same way, but he didn't have another word either.
All right. Well, Paula, what part of Tucson are you in?
Where am I in?
What part of Tucson are you in?
East side.
Oh, boy. Now, East Tucson can like be way over like at Tanca Verde?
Yes, I'm at Tanca Verde in Sabino Canyon.
Oh, you're that far. Okay. Well, listen, I have to be in Tucson Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm actually visiting with another caller with a basement dilemma. why don't we put you on hold? My call screener, Jen, my wife, Jennifer, will get some more information from you, and let's see if I can't come by and try and identify the source of that order when I'm down in Tucson this week, okay? I appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Folks, it's the Rosie on the House Show. That leaves an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. We're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We'll be broadcasting through 11 o'clock this morning, and then we will be on the Sanderson Ford, Sanderson Lincoln stage for much of the rest of the day. We'll be doing demonstrations on the 10 things homeowners in Arizona do wrong. Almost every single day, and you may not even know it. So we'll educate you about stopping doing those 10 things. We'll also be talking about how to pick a contractor down here at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. There are hundreds and hundreds of contractors. How do you know which one to pick? We'll give you a couple trick questions to ask and some screening and interview questions and tactics that'll help you make the right choice. We'll be right back.